This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. debt ceiling and budget cuts package is heading towards House passage after crossing a crucial hurdle Wednesday. President Joe Biden expressed optimism the deal he negotiated with Speaker Kevin McCarthy would pass. They have worked to assemble a coalition of centrist Democrats and Republicans to push it to approval over blowback from conservatives and some progressives. The U.S. faces a potentially disastrous default in less than a week if Congress fails to act. The U.S. government on Wednesday strongly condemned North Korea's failed attempt to put a spy satellite into orbit because it used banned missile technology. More from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters at the White House the focus should be on pressuring Pyongyang not to conduct further launches because they are based on ballistic missile technology prohibited by multiple UN Security Council resolutions.
And they continue to develop military capabilities that are a threat not only on the peninsula but to the region.
The North Korean launch prompted air raid sirens to sound in Seoul, the South Korean capital, and a Japanese government warning to people on Okinawa to take shelter. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby also said Wednesday the U.S. was serious about peace in Sudan after Sudan's army suspended talks with a rival paramilitary force over a ceasefire and aid access.
We want them to take the opportunity for peace seriously. We're certainly serious about it. We're helping represent and facilitate these conversations. We want to see them.